General Discussion Forum. For those interested in the various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby, so we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So on this map, we're going to talk about who you're going to hear on these various frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio band, what equipment you may need to use to maximize your effectiveness against those signals, what about sources of information, and understanding who and what the traffic is that you're going to hear. Just basic ground rules for the net. One, since this is a winky repeater system, you should check out the list of all repeaters at www.n2row.net. Find the repeater that's closest to where you are, and use that one to get to the system, thereby ensuring the best possible signal. Also, because it is a winky repeater system, when you key up, please count for 1 to 2 seconds before you start to drop. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off. As you're checking in tonight, please give your full time, name, and location. And please indicate if you have any traffic to that. What traffic, any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. This net is only a reflection of those who participate and the traffic that is brought to the net. The community is going to be a little bit different. If you're having trouble getting into the net on the air, either because of technical difficulties, you're far away, trying to get into the middle of a concrete building, so you're not going to hit the computer very well, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet. So participate by sending an email. And the email address for this net is nyexa@yahoo.com. So this point, if they're going to check in, please make the help so we can keep it to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is N2RW.
Good evening. W-O-2-S-T-2. Miles an hour apart. With a question and nothing in the email yet.
Yeah, I will have to.
full flight. The Geordi was very, very soft.
The audio is a little bit clearer, but it's still low in deviation.
with the list that we have at the moment, and we'll pick up position check-ins later on. So let's start off with Bob over in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, W2SQQ. Evening, Bob. You said you had a question, and hopefully anybody has not been able to get to net, go to the nytsa.com email address, and it will be in the mail. So how's the sign, Bob? And what will be?
Charlie, good evening to everybody. I saw a few mentions of the new firmware that Unitin is going to be releasing at the end of the month for several scanners, including the 986. There's a feature in there that I have to admit, I have no idea what they're talking about, and that is close call DMD. I'm sure when I hear it, I'll say, oh, that's it, but I'm going to get to know what DMD is.
Yeah, that's a new one on me, Bob. My first impression was to mention not disturb, like you don't want it going off for whatever reason, or I don't know. I would hope that Phil would have checked in tonight, but we do LIE, so he's playing around with that a lot.
New firmware didn't come out yet, so I'm not really sure what's going on. Here's the other question I got, Charlie. This is something that I haven't tried, so but I'm wondering. All the free banding information, okay? So if Port Authority, where they are right now, if they reband and they come down 15 meg, what is the issue here? I mean, if we just change the 5 or 6 frequencies to the new frequencies, reprogram it into the radio, am I missing something, or the radio is already capable of receiving the new frequencies that these systems may move to? So where is the firmware coming in?
Okay, first, before I touch on that, Bob, page 102 of the 996 manual. CCDND is do not disturb. Scanner checks for close call hit every 2 seconds. Only the scanner is not currently stopped on a transmission. If the scanner is on a transmission, the scanner waits until the signal ends to perform a close call check. This prevents breaking audio during close call check. Okay, that's what the DND is. As far as Port Authority is concerned, they're an EDAC system, so it doesn't matter. We can reprogram the radio right now and follow them. I mean, look at the state of New York, which is the Metro 21 system, at EDAC as well, that's already dropped down 15 meg, so we can follow them with no problem. The only thing with the firmware, as far as rebanding is concerned, is for Motorola systems only. So that would include New York City Hewitt, if they were to change. Well, they're going to have to put a little channel up for this, the hex coding. You have New Jersey State Police and things like that. The only thing I remember seeing in that email notice from Unitin regarding EDAC was ESK, which is a different hybrid EDAC system. That's one of the things they're going to be adding to the firmware for EDAC. But right now, you can see EDAC is frequency right now and still called.
And let me just make sure I'm doubling this. As far as I know, as far as rebanding goes, State Police is running, you know, in the 56 to 860 range. So, I don't know, I'm really conflicting information here, but they're not part of the rebanding then, correct?
Well, those particular frequencies below 61 meg would not be affected technically. But New Jersey State Police does have some frequencies between 866 and 869, especially Troop B and Troop C. Troop C, I think, has got a couple of them, at least. And I know there is a standalone frequency, I think, around the Holland Tunnel somewhere. And they did the same thing down at Cape May. So those particular frequencies between 866 and 869 would have to come down. But here's the problem. Any Motorola system, even if they stay on the same frequency and they don't move their frequency, the hexadecimal code for that frequency is going to be different than what we currently have in the radio.
So Okay. Well, we'll see what's going on. But the new firmware looks interesting. The auto threshold looks good. And the only other comment you want to make was into OBE. Check your microphone. It's not through your computer. Your audio is... Please don't take it personally, but it's terrible. It sounds like you got the microphone in a paper bag and it's behind you. Sorry, muffled. Back to you, Charlie.
Yeah,
how about now? Audio, brother?
That'll be K2. Yeah, it does sound better. Not perfect, but it's better than it was. 2GLW. GLW, backwards.
A very simple answer that I'm overlooking. I know there's going to be new firmware for the unit input of the 426. How do I get it from the computer into my radio?
Okay, any upgrade of firmware into a radio, you're going to be using the cable that came with the radio that allows you to program it. So whatever software came with the radio is connected to the radio, that's how it would talk to the radio. So what you would have to do is most likely use the software that came with the radio, and after you download the firmware file when it becomes available, and you store it somewhere on your desktop. Then you bring up the software and follow their instructions to synchronize, and it'll grab that file and upload it into the radio.
Well, I'm not big on having had a disaster with the software for the VX6. The programming software. I try to do everything by hand. I'm not even sure that I know if software came with the radio.
And chances are, if you have the software, it's probably still in a box. If you haven't loaded it up yet. I've already had to do a firmware upgrade for the 996 because what was in the radio was a version from about a year, year and a half ago. So once I got it, I went to the unit website, I said, are there any updates available? I said, yeah, here's a version, whatever. And I said, okay, thank you, grabbed it, synchronized it to the radio and uploaded it. And, you know, fixed a couple things supposedly having to do with APCO 25 decoding. And I'll just go through the same procedure when the new firmware upgrade comes out next month.
One comment. It's not quite that simple, Charlie, because you've got to go through the ESN procedure, where you have to register the radio with Unigen, you put in your serial number, you do the first firmware upgrade, and then they tell you to go into the menu, and there's an electronic serial number that's in the menu, you put that in, and the new firmware update is going to do it. So it takes about 10 or 15 minutes. If you just follow the instructions step by step, it's quite easy, but it's not quite as easy to download a file and say upload it.
I'll run it through the, see if I can find the material that came with the radio. I got it from Grove, from Bob Grove, and I'm sure it's around somewhere.
There's no firmware that comes with Unigen, or there's no software that comes with it. You have to go to Unigen's page and go to the firmware update, and there's a file that you, the first thing you have to do is you have to create a my scanner spot on Unigen's page where you go in and you tell them your name and your address and so on, and you can put in your date of purchase, and you have to put the serial number in and you follow the instructions. And then once you do that, then it allows you to download the software that you'll need to do the upload.
My disaster with the programming software for the Asus VX6, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know, you used to sell the software separately. I don't know if they're giving it. I have one Asus radio, but it didn't come with any software. You had to buy that extra, what do they call it, ADMS software, ADMS 1, 2, 3, depending on what radio. actually had about the software and the interface, but perhaps now they give it to you. I just thought I'd mention that for the benefit of anyone else in the community. Yeah, Charlie.
Anybody who's done RPM upgrades for Red Hat or Solaris will certainly look at these procedures for upgrading the software and firmware for a scanner is relatively trivial. And yeah, I guess that's where I come from, Bob. It, to me, it was like no big deal. But then it's compared to everything else I've done as far as server software and stuff. It's, you know, all the instructions they used to do it. So maybe they screwed up a step or something and trying to explain it. Anyway, let's see. Justin, you said you had traffic tonight? KC2GIK, that's what it'll be.
I don't know. more interesting element. Carmen,
years ago when they first made it electronic. And then
appreciate it. We'll have Steve ATV look at it. And he read more of it than I did, and he was very enthused about it. So this is a good thing, and I think they probably got a couple of more electronic subscriptions out of the deal. So they have you to thank. Let me wait a minute and just ask one more question. Okay. So I really wanted to thank you, Bob, and also you, Charlie, and report back, as I said I would. This other question is regarding, I haven't seen the list of changes for the unit and firmware. Somebody had supposedly posted it to the BC tool list, but I only saw the replies and not the original. I don't know what happened to it. But does anybody happen to know whether they've finally yet added the feature of the temporary lock on the 396? Because I'd like to eventually get the handheld scanner. And yes, I could get the CRE 500, which would be a perfect match for my 600. But in a way, I'd kind of like to have two different scanners represented. But I don't like the fact that the 396 doesn't have a temporary lockout. That was a real shock. Back to you, Wes. Thank you.
Okay, Don. Well, the temporary lockout situation between the two models and the scanners. It took me a little while to get used to the idea of having a temporary lockout when I started using the 996 recently, because typically, like on the 718 and all the other scanners, when you hit lockout, it's locked out. And to have a temporary lockout, you turn the radio off, you turn it back on, and the same thing you want it to lock out is now got to be locked out again. So that took a little getting used to. So having that as an issue between one model and the other is something new to me. I haven't heard of anything specific to that, but I guess we can always drop a quick message to Paul Opitz over at the unit and give us a clue on that piece of it, as far as what's available in the upgrade. Maybe he's going to line it up, but we'll ask for sure. And I've been looking at 396 myself because I wanted to be able to have something where I didn't have to carry a separate frequency counter with me. So having this close call feature inside the scanner itself would be an interesting upgrade from the Aircat 250 that I had, the unit of 250D with the APCO board, and just upgraded to the 396 and the cell off the 250. So if I can find out something, Don, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate it. I think the temporary lockout feature is one of the greatest features they've come up with because you can easily permanently lock out something that's just two keystrokes instead of one. But it's nice when you're running around and activity occurs on a system that you want to monitor more closely, and you got another system that's taking some of the receive time away. So all you got to do is hit temporary lockout when it's on there and kiss it goodbye for a while until you turn off the scanner. It's a great, great feature. I use it all the time.
Becomes what you're used to doing, your MO. So I was used to just locking something out, but in the back of my mind, I knew I locked it out, so I would always remember to unlock it later on. But this is just looking after the same kind of situation. So now I have to remember lockout, temper, lockout permanent. Two different ways of doing it. Okay, let's see. And I'm glad to hear about the monitoring time.
Gale W.
Gale W, Douglas.
I'm being very dense tonight. How's the NYC Trump radio system? Change frequencies or is this still pending?
The New York City new 1800 system is still where they are. There's no plans on changing. They are coming out with a secondary system, UHF. There is in the future a money system.
So what Trump system is saying?
The New York State Police Metro 21 system had this frequency change. As part of the rebranding process, they moved all the frequencies to 1869. And they just subtracted 50 megahertz and went down to 1853.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, as soon as that happened, I made the update to my webpage for it, so I think the latest one's there. We haven't changed the radio yet.
One quick question.
And who is that?
I know what's going on. us an email about it. They're doing updates. We're actually talking about it at work, but the way it was told to me was that it was in the evenings they were doing it. What they're doing is they're doing a lot of the updates for preparations for February, and I've heard it from two people already that all of the stations, there will be a major power increase from what we've been, you know, accustomed to seeing here the last few months. Because once the beam transfer stations go off, we're going to have that much more, AC power going up there. So the diplexer and the antennas and so on have to be updated. That's really what's going on. But one of the things that I have said over and over and over was that the penetration of UHF channels has got to be less than VHF. I'm going to drop that. And that's true. At best, it's typically about 50% of the coverage. So, two people have mentioned to me that they will be raising the power on the digital UHF transmitters come February, and the changes that they are making now are, again, it was supposed to be only in the late evening, to drop the power so that they could safely do the work on the diplexers and the antennas.
Okay, Bob, well, that's a logical enough explanation. So they're preparing things to do some work, and hopefully President's Day in 2009, when the switch is made over, everything will be like crystal clear, and those of us in slight fringe areas that get some dropouts won't see the dropouts anymore. So that's a good thing.
Very good. Okay. I'll check the email here again in a moment. WHQ2.
Okay. Let's see. Next person up with traffic. November 2, Mike Bravo. I believe you had a question tonight, sir. Go ahead. 10-2-1-0-8.
Hey. Hey, real good. Actually, you answered one of my questions right away, just a second ago when we were talking about the broadcast over that part. That's solved the mystery. I have another question, however. I hope it's not too far out of left field. I also listened to Broadcast DX, and I wonder if anybody has... there was one station in Cuba. I don't remember the frequency anymore. I wonder if somebody does. On the AM broadcast band that we could receive around here. And if there's any other suggestions of stuff I should look for on the AM broadcast band. Also, if you're receiving any DX, HD DX on the broadcast band, that would be nice to know. And 2MB.
As far as Cuba goes, try 640. And there's another station, I forget the frequency, but it's Radio Relo, R-E-L-O-J, which I think is what, Spanish for clock or time or something. And they have a very unique signal, and in the background you can hear a click, click, click once every second.
Well, frequency on 610 and maybe 630 or 640, like Bob said. And, oh boy, I don't remember. I know there was another one, but you know what? I can't remember now. Sorry, I really try to be busy.
back to that control. I don't know what happened. You're going to be rough.
Yeah, it's one of the problems with a multiple remote receiver system is sometimes the wrong receiver picks up and your audio is so low, you can't even hear it.
Yeah, I've been accused of not speaking loud enough, and I'm trying to... It's a brand new radio. I just got this thing like a week ago. So I got to remember to speak up until I can figure out how to get more mic gain out of it. I hope this is a little better. I'm yelling a little bit now. Okay, as I say, that was very helpful, what you told me. And my other comment was that I am actually working as we speak, so... I gotta run. I will be back if this net is still here in about 40 minutes. Hopefully it will be. And to MB, Rockaway Beach, back to net control. Thanks, guys.
Hey, your audio was fine that time. You picked up the far Rockaway receiver, no sweat. If this net is still on 40 minutes from now, this could be... When was the last time we had one that ran that long, Bob? A number of years ago. Typically it's, well, it starts at 9 o'clock, and typically between 9:45 and 10 o'clock, we tend to wrap up. So, certainly welcome to check back any time we're here every week. I mean, there are two other nets that go on this repeater system, one on Monday nights for the emergency communications group at 8:30, and one for the IRC transit group on Thursdays at 8. But you're certainly welcome to jump back any week. Anytime. And to FBN 108.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I am very close to the repeater. I'm not going to give out the location, I'm sure. If you want, you could. But I'm on 43rd Street, so I'm looking right down the throat of the transmitter around here locally. I pass by it quite frequently. So I gotta go, and I appreciate your help. I will be back, as I say, in about 30 minutes or so. This is N2MB in Rockaway Beach.
Wednesday, 7-3, and one other question.